to Aussie Tech Heads, podcasting live from the Secret Hub Studios on the Gold Coast, Australia. Sit back, relax, and listen for a while. Who knows? You might learn something.
Yes, it's that time of the week. The world has stopped. It's that time of the year the world has stopped for the Apple event. The Apple event of the ages has happened overnight or this week in America land, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show. But this is Aussie Tech Heads, and it is episode 400 and what are we up to? 54, recording on the 10th of the 9th, 2015. And as I said, we've got some Apple stories coming up and a bit of the reaction towards those and our views on what we think is good and bad. And also, some other stuff. We're going to start off with the other stuff. We're waiting for Eric to come on board. He's, I don't know, he's having tea or something.
He's standing in line at the Apple store already.
he might be doing the washing up. Who knows what he's doing? But anyway, well, hopefully he can make it in. So let's, fingers crossed, we'll wait for that. And the show is brought to you each week by athwebhosting.com.au. Go there if you want to find some cheap and affordable web hosting on Australian servers. They're nice and fast. Good stuff. At the moment, we have joining us here this week, Will. Hey, Will.
Howdy. How are we, sir?
Good, thanks. What's been happening with you?
Oh, it's all happening. You know, running around, keeping baby busy things happening and, you know.
He's pregnant.
Yes. Well,
yes, I'm part of the pregnant team, yeah. Although I feel pregnant at the moment.
In the head.
And also, Jace. How you doing, Jace?
This guy who just keeps on interrupting your introductions.
Good thing. That's right. They suck anyway.
That's right. Oh, look, it's all right.
Add some life into it.
Interrupt away. That's what it's all about. So, we might as well mention you guys have got two very popular shows going on at the moment. We've got the Old Fart Geeks and Obsidian Loft. Now, they're available on iTunes and also from respective web pages. Is there a web page? There is a web page for Old Fart Geeks, isn't there?
YouTube's,
yes. So if you iTunes is probably the best way. Or what's the best way for Android?
That's the most common way. You know, we might get 30 to 50 on YouTube, but we get 1,000 to 1,500 on downloads.
Yeah, on iTunes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, iTunes is pretty good.
And actually, oddly, the MP4, like the video, but the mobilized video actually does pretty well too.
Yeah, right. Nice. Well, I've got good news for everyone that's interested. There's another podcast joining the ranks, maybe a monthly type podcast. We'll see how it goes.
We talked about that yesterday, didn't we, Will?
We did.
Another one.
I didn't think we told you yet.
This Week in Kids.
Oh.
About kids and babies and stuff. You might know why that subject came up.
Oh, well, that's you never know. That could be a good one. There's probably lots of people that want to know.
You're taking on Leo this week in Kids.
Yeah, I want to do geek parenting or something. parenting done geek.
Got a copy of Bill Cosby's How to Raise Kids book by his side. That's all been torn up now, hasn't it?
Bing
Crosby as well. White Christmas, yeah. There's another podcast joining the ranks, and it's a security podcast. Now, I'm not sure when this is going to be released because I've got to get some intro music for it, but keep an eye out. I'll paste it on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AussieTechEds, when it's ready, and I've tentatively named it, which will probably stay the Aussie Tech Security. So there you go.
I like Steve Gibson. He's great, yeah.
You need to tell some of your customers about that, I think.
Well, we've got a very smart guy, Roger, from a company in the ACT, and he's joined me and each month we're going to try and pump one out and discuss the security issues of the day and how you can avoid potential problems and move forward with your life. All right, so keep an eye out for that. I'll let you know on the podcast as well.
Security.
That's right. All right. Now, look, let's do a bit of a rundown. Yeah, a bit of Roger Ramjet, Will. It used to be a good little show, didn't it? Now, look, that's the bit of a rundown. Let's see what's been making some news other than the all-encompassing Apple news, which we'll discuss later. Will, what have you found this week that you want to talk about?
Well, one that actually just popped up into my stream a couple of hours ago is rather ironic, and I love it to bits. We all know how much. Stupid autoplay videos. Seriously,
don't do it.
Suck. Oh, you know, we respect taxi drivers. They work hard for us to travel around the city. Unfortunately, taxi drivers don't respect Uber. Now, Uber is, for people who don't know, it's basically a, I guess you could sort of say like a privatized contracted taxi service. Same thing. Use the app. They come to you.
Yeah.
Now, it's been popular in different countries for quite a while, and it's starting to take off here, and the taxi drivers are cracking the sads because it's eating into their rates and blah, 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 blah. So what happened was in Melbourne today, the taxi companies went, we're going on strike just to prove how needed we are.
Oh.
Uber went, hey, guess what? Free fares for everyone for the entire day.
Hooray!
Taxi companies went, we didn't quite think of that.
Right. So who actually...
Neither did that company that I used to work for who would have got a billion calls today.
Oh, no. It was so basically, yeah, the thing is because the stupid part is, okay, Uber, despite what you think, technically, if you follow the absolute letter of the law, yes, it's illegal. But aside from that, it's actually safer in many regards. Uber drivers have to actually have security checks. Taxi drivers don't. So there's actually a lot more safety in Uber, and it's a multinational company, so it has that backing. But so basically what happened was in Melbourne, the taxi drivers had enough. I said, no, we want Uber gone, and we're going to basically, you know, shut down our taxi network until Uber's gone.
Hmm.
And Uber went, yep,
sweet. All right.
Have some free rides, guys. Thanks for using.
Thank you for more and it also gives them free plugs all over the news all the time.
That's it.
Yes. And people are like, Uber, what's that? Let me Google. Holy crap, that's fantastic. I'm going with that.
All you had to do to have the free Uber service was tweet with the hashtag Keep Melbourne Moving. So, of course, Keep Melbourne Moving was trending for 4 or 5 hours today. So, you know, suddenly thousands of new people who would never have previously used Uber suddenly are using it now and are going to continue to use it.
And for those who don't know about it, you download the app to your iPhone or Android and then you sign up, put in your details in there. For your payments, you take a photo using your phone's camera of your credit card and it'll automatically read the numbers and words and stuff and put that into your account so you don't have to type it in, which takes forever. And then you press the button that you want a cab, one will turn up, which is somebody's car. It has to be a fairly recentish car. They can't turn up in your clapped out Datsun from 95. And then they pick you up. They tap in their system that they picked you up, drive you to where you hop out, tap when you've hopped out, and then you automatically charges your credit card and they get some money out of it. And you don't have to have a wallet with you, which a lot of people will forget or don't want to carry around too much money. You don't have to credit card swiping.
Like, what happens if you get the tap? You get overcharged.
Yeah, it doesn't really happen that much because it's cheaper than taxis anyway.
Yeah, that's right. It's still half the price anyway.
You wouldn't want to be trying to sell a taxi license, would you?
No.
And see, this is what they've got the crack and the sads about. Taxi licenses are like
$120,000
or something. For
plus $8,000 for insurance.
Yeah. And the thing is, the way Uber gets around it is they're actually all contracted. So it comes down to the individual person, what they want to do. But what's ironic is all these cabbies are cracking the sads about it, yet hundreds of, and I know a few taxi drivers who have actually gone to Uber because you make more money, that can working
in condition, control of your hours.
But, you know, because it's your vehicle, the vehicle doesn't stink like the last three people that were driving it for 24 hours. You know, like, it's just a much better... it's just a much better thing, you know. Like, I think even if at the end of the day Uber gets outlawed, the shake-up they've given to the taxi service is going to be worthwhile. But I can't see Uber going anywhere. Because they're a multinational company, they're happy to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines just to
keep... They got VC backing any time they run out. They're just like, hey, can we have another 20 bill? Yep, there you go.
Bye. So what's their game plan? Their game plan just to, well, they can't keep paying fines and stuff forever. Yeah,
they make more than they pay.
Yeah. Okay.
See, at the moment, there's currently about 15,000 employed through the Uber platform, and there's more than 1 million people who use it.
Yeah, right. So, So when the government or the transport police or whoever want to try and, you know, find these guys, like, you know, you hear these, oh, there's a couple in the court now and there's a couple in this other court or whatever. Well, why don't the guy just stand out on the street just Ubering all day long? You just pick them up one after the other. Like, why, if they're serious, why wouldn't they do it that way?
They do. You know, the only person who really is chasing them is the tax department. Out of all the transport organisations, yep, the government, yep, legal organisations, the people who are supposedly going crook at them for doing the wrong thing, the only person who's on their case, tax department. What's that tell you?
Mm. Yeah, well, obviously you got to pay your tax. So, yeah. But anyway.
GST, son.
They do, but they're the only ones who are chasing them because they go, oh, wow, hang on, we've got 15,000 people having income in something that's open, and obviously we know how much because each taxi fare is tracked via the app, so they know exactly how much these people are making. So the tax department's like, well, actually, maybe they can hang around for a while.
Yeah, but if they're charging your credit card, that money's going into that's going to Uber, and then Uber is then passing that on to depositing.
That's going to their offshore bank account.
Well,
their offshore bank account, and then they deposit into your account whatever your percentage is.
Oh, are you telling me that all these Uber drivers have got offshore bank accounts?
No, no. It all goes
Uber does.
And then it gets distributed from there.
Yeah, but the drivers would be paying tax.
They are. They're like a contractor.
Yes.
So they're responsible for their own taxes, their own wages, their own...
Yes.
They're responsible for all that. Although Uber has like Uber insurance and Uber liability, and so they have their own sort of backing, but each individual person is responsible for that. And it's, yeah, as I said, I know a lot of taxi drivers who are actually going to that now, and they say it's a far better platform than an actual taxi. So
they also have to pay for the meters that go in their own taxis.
Mm. Oh, that's right. And the GPS tracking and the cameras and the this and the that and everything else that goes in it. The radio licensing fees and...
Yeah, I was watching the news while I was at the gym tonight, and this guy is like, after all that stuff comes out, I was lucky to make $100 a week. So I just had to chuck it in. It's not worth it.
But yeah, so look, I've never used them, but I've got the app and I will use it next time. Well, I don't use taxis either because I'm too tight.
I've only used a taxi service twice in the last 12 months probably, and both times was Uber.
Mm. I'd rather get the wife to drive.
The first time I got picked up in a Range Rover Sport, and the second time I got picked up in a 7 Series BMW.
Oh,
and how's your experience? They give you a free water bottle, right?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm getting one tonight after the show.
Everyone has to get a free water bottle when you get picked up by Uber.
Oh, I'm getting. Oh, that's it. I'm booking one tonight. I'll do a round trip around the block.
Around the block.
Get a bottle of water. Yeah. They should give you like Uber bottles of water.
A bottle of water and a trip around the block.
They should give you Uber bottles of water.
Can we do it again? I haven't finished drinking yet.
I need another one for someone else. For my brother. All right, good stuff.
Next time, make it 4X.
Yeah. Jace, what have you been up to this week?
Well, besides doing our show, some news is the Abbott Coalition government came into power 2 years ago this week with a promise to change Labor's fibre to the premises national broadband network to one using less expensive fibre to the node technology, spruiking its network with the three-word slogan, fast, affordable, sooner. But with the release in August of the 2016 NBN corporate plan in the light of overseas developments, it is clear that Coalition's broadband network will not provide adequate bandwidth, will be no more affordable than Labor's FTTP network, and will take almost as long to roll out. With the benefit of 2 years hindsight, let's have a look. Labor's funding estimates for its fibre to the premises NBN rose from $40.9 billion in December 2010 to $44.9 billion in September 2013, an increase of 10%. By comparison, the Coalition's funding estimates for both for FTTP and the so-called multi-technology mix have fluctuated wildly. The estimated funding required for Coalition's NBN has almost doubled from $28.5 billion before the 2013 election to between $46 and $56 billion in August. Before the 2013 election, the Coalition claimed its proposed multi-technology mixed network would cost less than one-third of Labor's FTTP-based NBN. but in new estimates released in 2016 corporate plan, the cost of multi-technology mix favoured by the coalition blew out and rose to two-thirds of the cost of fibre to the premises-based network. Also, the cost of repairing and maintaining Telstra's ageing copper network was likely underestimated. Shock horror. As was the cost of retraining and maintaining a workforce with a wider range of skills needed to install and maintain a multi-technology mix network, costs that are unique to the MTM. In the space of 2 years, the lower cost deal the coalition spruiked to Australia voters has turned out to be not so affordable after all. And hang on, Kel surprise! Oh my God, who didn't see that coming?
Well, I don't care what happens as long as we get it. I think.
No, ask Will, how's your NBN going?
Oh,
Will?
How is it, Will? That's not going.
I have no words.
No comment.
So, what's happening then? It's now another week gone by. Yeah. And what's no NBN still?
No, I haven't received a bill. I haven't had confirmation. The actual NBN co hasn't contacted me yet.
But you anything out of the socket, a dribble or anything? Just anything?
Yeah, I actually get really good download if I'm just browsing or watching YouTube or something like that. But the second I actually put a load on it, like trying to play a game that requires up and down simultaneous streaming or trying to stream or trying to Skype, it falls apart.
You left a test going for a whole day just trying to stream and it couldn't do more than, what, 1 minute?
Oh, 35 seconds, I think, was the longest period it went for without going down.
Well, what seems to be the problem? I know because Michael on the Aussie Max Zone, he's got the NBN and I'm not sure if there might have been teething issues, but he's going fine. So it's obviously not a whole network issue. It's just
Dodgy Brothers Installation Company Incorporated.
That's basically what it come down to. I'm sure, looking at the way they've run the fibre cable, I'm positive they've broken it. The way it comes out of the wall and then twists back. Now, in the actual spec sheet, it says you cannot bend it on more than a 90-degree angle over a 10-mil radius.
Right.
It's glass.
Wall.
Glass doesn't bend very well.
No. It comes out of the wall, out of the 2-inch conduit.
Yeah.
Because you need that for a 3-mil cable. into the wall, comes back on an angle like that, and then goes back through the other side of the wall like that.
Well, that'd be the problem.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But, of course, they installed it properly, so, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right. Yeah, that's just no good. Well, look, I don't know. Anything the government does, I don't understand why costs blow out. Like, don't they do a budget or get their figures to start with? So they said, okay.
They make them up. That's the problem.
Well, they must,
In an independent commission to do it, the problem is independent commission's told how to do it.
Independent.
Yeah.
With the air
independent
quotes.
Facts.
But everything
the point is,
out.
If
that's
they
crazy.
Had the one technology, fibre to the premises, that's one thing. You train somebody to learn that one technology, there's only one thing that's happening. You get multi-technology. People have to understand multiple protocols, multiple connections, translating this from electricity to light back to electricity and combining all of these things with multiple failures points.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. If you have one thing, glass lines in fibre optics, no problem.
I mean, if they had just rolled it out as fibre, yes, the initial cost would have been dearer and that would have been it. There'd be no maintenance or virtually no maintenance on the network. It's robust. It doesn't degrade over time.
Throw out the copper network that Telstra's got because they made little porky pies about how cheap it's going to be to maintain when it's falling to bits and is a rotting mess.
But not only that, the fibre, one tiny fibre cable can hold far more information than a neighbourhood can throw at it. You know, whereas copper, one copper line, like even a cable, you know,
ask Milo how well copper goes.
Yeah. Well,
but even a cable connection, like an RG6 cable, it's, you know.
I just don't know what the holdup is with getting this HFC out either. Like, I'm waiting
but
for
the problem with the cable as well is you want to run something like Foxtel over it. All of their channels are compressed to hell and look not that great because they're trying to fit as much in and it just can't cope. Now, if you want to get like something like 4K out of it, that's never going to happen.
Mm.
But they have had enough trouble doing 1080p with multiple channels, but you put through your optic fibre, no problem.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Optic fibre, yes, it would have cost more, but it's so future-proof, they're sorted. But no, we couldn't have that because it was going
to
cost.
Only see to the next election term.
But right. We can see, we can, if it goes fibre to the node, well, then we can go fiber, yeah, to the node. Then at a later date, we can extend that to the premise. So maybe stepping stone.
Someone's going to have to redo it all.
What they can do and what they will do are two entirely different things.
Mm. All right. Well, I see, moving on to something else, I can see that in America, the guess who's chucked their hat into the US presidential race? John McAfee.
Mr. McAfee. That's hilarious. That dude is so screwed in the head that he must be overqualified to be a president. Serious.
Wasn't he, didn't he do a little... If you go onto YouTube, you find some funny little videos that he produces.
Video of him with guns and hot chicky babes and going on about how much he hates people emailing him to figure out how to uninstall McAfee because it sucks so much.
So he's a US entrepreneur famous for the McAfee antivirus. He's 69 years old. He attracted international attention when he went on the run in 2012 following the murder charge of his neighbour in Belize. He's launched a campaign website and will share more details about his candidacy later.
He's taking on Kanye. That's going to be difficult, right?
Yes. I don't understand how to be a perfect candidate. I don't see a problem.
Kanye's not going until 2020.
When's this gone? 16?
Hey? This one, this one's next 16. Year, I think. Yeah, that's right. But I don't know what they're going to do. Oh, Donald Trump's going all right, isn't he? I don't know what's going on.
The hairpiece, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, oh, here we go. Here's some... We've got some quotes here from him. I live in a country that has passed so many laws that my average reading speed would take me 600 years to read 24 hours a day.
Like John McAfee.
That's his wife.
When you're rich, you can't have one.
I am protected by a government that invades my privacy so they can assure me that I am not the enemy it is protecting me from. I live in a country that is governed by people largely illiterate to cybersecurity, as proven by the multiple government computer hacks. Yet cyber warfare is now the means of war. My government is dysfunctional. For the 300 million,
he wants to be a cyber candidate, right?
Yeah, well, he's going to pass a law that McAfee on all devices. McAfee,
I'll give up technology quite easily.
He launched his anti-malware company in 1987, but he resigned in 1994. Intel later bought the company for more than $7.6 billion. My goodness.
All downhill after that.
That's how he gets those girls. However, it is his private life, including much publicised battles with drink and drugs, that attracted his most attention. Oh, great candidate. Great candidate.
You have to be that before you can become a presidential candidate.
What's this? At the time... He eventually crossed, what? Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to be unkind to the gentleman, but I believe he's extremely paranoid. There's just these quotes that are just, crazy. But anyway, that's McAfee.
When you're a gazillionaire, you can be a bit loopy.
I guess so. 4.7.
Being loopy, and then there's being him.
It's a wonder he hasn't blown it all, on ammo.
Hookers and blow.
Yes. That's why he's got to run for president. He figures by 2020 he'll be broke.
Really? That's probably why he wants the coin, the run for president. He wants some income.
But that's why I became president.
Yeah. All right, Will, get us another. Sorry, you can have a. You do your comment.
I was saying, McAfee, malware going mobile. Mobile threats by platform. Symbian OS, then Java, then Symbian. And Python, Android, WinCE, MSL, and VBS. So apparently, Symbian's responsible for 3/4 of the viruses, according to Symbian.
Who writes a virus for Symbian? I had a Symbian phone 12 years ago. I named my cat Symbian.
Yeah, nice.
Serious.
Symbian the cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat. All right. Will, what else is happening?
Yes, sir. Well, motor racing. Love it. Enjoy playing a lot of the games. Unfortunately, I don't have the new Xbox, so I can't play, or the new PlayStation, so I can't play Forza. But Forza Motorsport 6 has just been released, and it's got the V8 supercars in it. It's got a full laser-scanned Bathurst and a few other things. It's the most accurate map released to date of Bathurst and the V8s. So there's a couple of interesting articles on it about actually running around Bathurst. Yeah, it's pretty intense, I mean, as you can see there with the graphics. You can see everything from the raindrops on the windscreen. And
what do you play that on, Will? The computer?
The new Xbox and PlayStation. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, it's not on PC. They haven't released it on PC, which is annoying. It's the only reason I haven't got it. Otherwise, I would have fallen in love with the Forza games, all of them. Mm. But this one's just so intense. They went to so much trouble. Like, they actually, yeah, they actually, you know, basically got the cars. So they got, you know, Van Gisbergen's car, for example. They laser scanned the cars, laser scanned the track, and created a program to drive the car based on actual telemetry from the track as all the AI cars. And so when you race the track, to beat them, you have to actually race at real speeds and the way you corner and handle and...
Yeah, nice.
...thing like that. So they are using this now for... Last year, the Bathurst 24-hour was actually, I think, second place, was a team that had no actual practice driving. They literally played the entire thing on a simulator. And so this year, Forza's doing the same thing. They've got the Forza Challenge where they're getting a group of five people or something to just play Bathurst on this, and then they're going to go to Bathurst 24-hour next year and they're going to race in real life and just see what the correlation is.
Mm. Now, look, just a little bit off track today and just more tech support, but and I don't expect you to know the answer to this because you probably haven't got an Xbox 360, but with Minecraft, our little Minecraft game on the Xbox, you can't turn around on it. Well, that'd be a controller issue. I have to reset controllers and everything.
But there you go.
Oh, hello.
Holy crap. Trouble.
Well, who authorised him?
I want to punch Thursday in the throat.
How about some video, son?
I've got video. What are you talking about?
No, you haven't. Just got your still.
Well, on my side, I'm seeing me moving around and giving you the finger.
Well, looking in the mirror doesn't count.
Yes, that's a mirror on the monitor.
No, there's no camera. Stop it and start it again.
So since we can't see the camera, you're only giving yourself the finger.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that's... Wait till Eric tries that. Here he comes.
Yes,
and yeah, I think I've got to reset the controllers, but I've never had to do that before. Okay. But anyway,
did it work?
That's way off track. Yeah, that's right.
Given that it's very similar to the mobile device now, and that happens... Sometimes if you exit out of the game and you're, say, moving left when you exit out of the game, you log back in and you keep moving left. It sticks the keys, so sometimes you got to reset it. But
and don't get a mouse like Will's got.
Right. Now, yeah,
that's a whole other story, that.
All right. Now, I'm just trying to...
Have you started yet?
Yes.
Good. Sorry, everyone. Hello, everyone. Yes.
Now, look, Warlock, have you got another story? Well, I just readjust the camera
yep.
things.
Law enforcement authorities have won a victory in their bid to stem rising fraud from increased use of contactless payment cards. The Joint Federal Parliamentary Commission on Law Enforcement has accepted police recommendations that banks seek customers' consent before activating contactless or so-called tap-and-go paywave payment devices on credit and debit cards. The recommendation was contained in the committee's report on its inquiry into financial crime in Australia, tabled in Parliament on Monday. The inquiry, launched in March 2014, sought to detect flaws in the Commonwealth's ability to effectively combat financial crime. Tap-and-go payments allow consumers to make purchases up to $100 without having to supply a PIN or signature. However, the committee heard evidence from the Victorian Police that the introduction of tap-and-go payments had led to a rise in low-value fraud transactions using stolen credit cards by up to 100 transactions a week. Victorian Police argue that while banks had weighed the cost of tap-and-go fraud against convenience, found it worked in favour of their balance sheets, they'd failed to adequately recognise other concerns. Among them was an increased motivation to steal credit card and debit cards, which could drive an increased violent crime. Mm. The major banks provide a zero liability policy to customers who are victims of fraudulent transaction. This policy is clearly advertised in conjunction with tap-and-go technology. Widespread promotion of the zero liability policy is expected to motivate offenders who are likely to see the victim will not be at a personal loss. ANZ Bank's head of financial crime repudiated police concerns, telling the committee, at the moment with the low thresholds on tap-and-go, I don't think it's realistic large threat to fraud losses. I think some of the other issues we've been discussing are much bigger threats in terms of financial loss and customer inconvenience.
Yeah, well, they've had tight security on, like, you know, you got to hook up a mobile phone or like, pay as you go mobile phone. You've got to go through your driver's license and everything. You can't just buy the SIM and chuck it in.
Yep.
But, oh, I don't know, that tap and go, that is rife, I reckon.
They ask
I love it, though.
Mm.
They ask for a lot of details. They don't confirm many details.
You can sign your credit card Mickey Mouse and most people accept it.
Not only that, but if you get a prepaid SIM, for example, then they ask you for a driver's license number, but they don't check to verify it's a real number.
Wouldn't they have a connection to the database?
They don't look it up.
They do in New South Wales.
They seem to, because you can make up whatever you want and they accept it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just and ask Will.
Obviously.
What's your license number? 5.
Well, I don't have any prepaid.
Capital D, no, lowercase p, underscore.
I don't have any prepaid, but my mother-in-law needed her set up and I had to change it to, she had the big SIM and she got a new phone and it's got the small SIM, so blah, blah, blah. But I had to set up a new prepaid. We're going to Telstra where they can actually get the signal.
Actually, I haven't got those other 5 phone numbers of yours, Will.
randomly made up a number when they asked me for the driver's license number and they went, yep, no worries. And then they asked me for the address and I just randomly made up an address. They went, yep, no worries.
Hmm.
So they obviously do a lot of checking on that.
All right. Now, Eric, how are you going?
Yes, dear.
How are you going?
I'm all right.
You've had some problems.
We got your favourite subject tonight, son.
Yes.
Oh, not really. Come on, I'm pretty agnostic. Credit where credit's due.
Yes. Well, look, we can move on to that if you like.
What have you spoken about since?
Nothing. We've been waiting for you.
Been waiting.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yep. You're lying.
No. We have.
So, what have you been just blabbering on about garbage?
Other news stories not related to your favourite company.
That's right.
My favourite company. I admire their panache.
Their riches.
But, I wouldn't mind a small chunk of their riches.
They're going to get a hell of a lot richer too, aren't they?
Oh, after this one. I don't know. Okay, let's get some. I think we should get some thoughts of some non-Apple fans. That's probably a more objective view.
Are you going to buy the new Apple Maxi Pad?
Well, let's look before we go.
I'm glad you asked that. What an interesting question.
Now, look, before we go into that, let's just recap for those of you who don't know what has been announced this week from Apple, because they've announced a plethora of items.
A plethora of items
ranging from iPhones, iPads and Apple TVs. Now, I watched
I reckon it's a bit much. I reckon they release too much. It's all go, oh, my God, where do I go? What do I buy? Oh, bugger, I won't buy anything.
I reckon it's a product a month. Until Christmas.
Maybe. Yeah, well, might be right about that. Might be ramping it up. Yeah. Well, they do have China now.
Yeah.
So they're going to go gangbusters there, I'd assume.
Look. The Apple keynote started off with the Apple Watch. And, look,
I went for a bit of a snore.
Oh, lucky I was on the podcast. I just fast-forwarded it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Watch, yeah. That expensive watch, man. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, that watch has not got my interest one little bit.
I don't think it's got anyone's interest.
No.
Hands up, 4 people here. Hands up, anyone? No.
Nothing. Fitbit for me.
You can't see my video, but trust me, I didn't have my hand up.
I can see it.
So look,
I can see a different video.
After the Apple Watch sleep fest, I think they came out with the iPad Pro. Now, the iPad Pro.
Is that what they called it? Not what I said.
Yours is that probably came across the think tank table at some point.
Yes.
And if Steve Jobs was still there, you probably would have fired him.
It was shut down by Johnny Ive.
You know what I don't like? Just on the side there. You know, so, and now we've got a video for you, right? And they say, okay, that's all fine. And then Johnny Ive gets up there and starts talking.
It's the most brilliant product. It's innovative.
Apple, yes.
To just design beautiful things like my head. Yes. You know, it's a little bit cheesy. It's starting to get to the point where it's a little bit cheesy. He's got this sort of like, you know, like a porn version of James Bond going on.
Mm. Yeah. Look, that's what – and I did notice it today as well as this Johnny Ives comes on. I'm thinking, oh, here it is. You know, he's got the Englishman. He's got this voice carrying on. But anyway, look, specs about this iPad Pro. It's a bigger machine. It's a bigger display. It's 12.9 inches.
And you
across.
Get a stylus.
The Apple.
Android,
Apple.
Sorry,
pencil.
Now it's a resolution of 2732 by 2048 pixels, equates to 5.6 million pixels in total. It comes out to about 265 pixels per inch. Now, they're saying that that's sharper than the MacBook with Retina. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so it's rebound of technology, yes, as Jay said, with the Pencil, Apple Pencil, the stylus. $99 US, though, you know, just for
Pencil. But back on the stylus slash pencil, it does a lot more than a normal stylus. Did you watch what those what the thing does?
Everything. Apple one's done for five. The Android one's done for 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, why hasn't anyone seen it, William? Why isn't anyone buying it?
Anyone's got a Samsung product for it?
Yeah, that's right.
So you say
with phone.
Oh, is that the same Samsung store, the crossroad from the Apple store that no one's ever in? That one? Yeah, that's the one.
It's every single shopping center I go to has got the Apple store and the fake Apple store straight across.
But are you saying, Will, that the Android stylus has got all this push heavy, push light, thick thin, all this? I thought it was just
It's everything that they keynoted and said was great. Hey, this is the best thing ever. My Android phones have had for close on 5 years.
All right. Apple's claiming it's the most accurate digital pen ever invented. So there.
That's because they called it a digital pen and not a stylus. It's the only one ever invented.
William, come on. If we're not going to be fair about it, we should just carry on and talk about, I don't know, Android viruses.
Yeah, it's got some new speakers.
Symbian, we already did that. Symbian viruses. Yeah, it's
already been there.
Oh, I've done that. All right.
It has four built-in speakers. So there you go. I mean, stereo sound shooting from all corners.
You get quadraphonic sound out of four tin cans instead of two.
Yep.
William, please stop it. If I try a Windows product and if it's legitimately good, I give it.
I'm not specifically saying Apple on that one. I'm saying you find me a mobile phone anywhere that has fantastic sounding audio, be it mono, stereo, or quadraphonic.
Well, obviously you don't have an iPhone.
What about HTC with Beats?
There you go.
That's not true. One of the phones that was really good was the Sony Walkman phone. Had fantastic sound.
But only one person bought that.
Yeah, and Will wonders why he doesn't go on MacZone.
Now, it's got a new processor. It's the A9X, 1.8 times faster than the A8X, including the iPad 2. Now,
you notice they actually have specs on it, though. They just give you a random number.
Yeah. It's just A9X. Next year.
A9X. What else do you need?
Oh, next year it'll be A10X.
Two? Is it what? What speed is it?
Nine. Obviously.
Nine times. It's nine times the base speed.
There's a new iPad.
Sweet.
The what? New iPad. Okay, very funny. The iPad Pro starts at 32 gig, jumps to 128 gig option. Will be available in November. And look, there's a couple of them together there. Will run. Now, how's this? This is where it gets a bit out of control for me. $799 US for the 32 gig.
And okay, so that's 1,000.
Easy. And 1,000.
Well, now probably more.
And 1,079 for the 128 gig.
Apple Pencil.
It's 1,200.
Yeah, easy. So that's look pretty expensive. They're very nice. I would like to buy one. But we'll wait and see what happens in November.
I think we'll wait and see. I want to have a look. I like the idea because it's sort of like the Lenovo that you've got. Not quite. You know what I mean? Because it hasn't got the twisty screen.
Yes.
So sort of not quite there, but it's the size. But I want to see what the keyboard's like before I do anything.
Yeah, the $169 keyboard.
I'll tell you what, I'm being rich.
Yeah.
But didn't they bring a keyboard out a couple of years ago for the first iPad or something they bought?
No, they've never brought one out.
You can get third party ones.
There was a really nice one that was, I think, specifically for the iPad, and it was really, really comfortable to use because it was actually like almost like a real full size keyboard.
Mm. But look, you know, like just going back there, you mentioned the Windows one at Lenovo, Eric.
Yes.
Now, just the other day. Now, this, I still can't believe. Now, Windows 10's been out for a little while, a couple of months. Windows 8's been out for, a couple of years? Now, I still can't believe that, so I sit down and I'm listening to TuneIn Radio on the phone, on the iPhone, right?
Oh, yes.
Drains the battery a bit fast. So I thought, I've got my laptop here, or even my desktop. I've got my desktop here, which I'm sitting in front of. Let me get the app. Why not? So tune up the Windows Store, tune in radio. Beauty. It's there. It's there. I can't believe it.
Took you 20 minutes to get it.
Yeah, and it's there. And so I go, right, go. Doesn't work. It doesn't work.
What do you mean? You download it, but it doesn't work.
It works, yes and no, on and off. I you can't search for stations. It's only got a list of stations.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. Just a
question. Did you go to the website and run it directly from there by any chance?
No, I didn't. I wanted to do the app. I want to, this is what I've said all along, I want to use this Microsoft stuff, but you cannot.
Their developer program is pretty abysmal.
Yeah, and
especially given they don't release the code before they release Windows.
No, that's the thing, is they release the code for developers after they've released the computer.
Yeah, the operating system.
So the developers scrambling, go, oh, we're 6 months behind, and then 6 months later they come out with another operating system and go, oh, God, bloody hell, you just got this one, right?
They changed the recommended development language as well.
Oh, good on them. Yeah. Well, see, at least with Android and with Apple, they released the code well before the release of the next operating system. So you've got time to test your apps and all that sort of stuff.
Well, case in...
It's common sense, really. Come on.
So case in point is that Apple has announced a new Apple TV. So about time. Yes, that's what we've been waiting for. So the new
They're saying it's available today for developers. And they release it, in 3 months or something?
Well, there's already games on there because they showed them off. So there's already
stuff. Yeah, I know, but when you can't buy it yet, can you?
No, but I mean, so obviously the developer kit's already been dished out.
That's been downloaded today. It would have been downloaded today.
Yeah, but it's been available to others as well.
Yeah, AAA companies.
Yeah.
To other, you select developers, that's right.
So,
and they would develop some stuff in-house.
Yes, correct.
Yes, yeah. So, okay, so the new Apple TV's been redesigned inside and out. Looks like it's a little bit thicker, higher, as it sits on the desk. It's got the A8 processor, Will.
But they didn't really explain why it was thicker.
So it needs better heat dissipation.
Well, that could be true.
Could do.
That'd be the main reason. They'd be limited by cooler space.
Yep, well, anyway. Because
with you playing games and all this high graphic stuff, it probably would heat up quite a bit, wouldn't it?
I'm sure once it's...
as well as the CPU now as well, too, so...
Well, once it's out in the wild, I'm sure we'll see a few teardowns.
Yeah, but then we'll get it down here and, $329.
Yeah, it's up there.
That's just for the remote.
Yeah. it's 64 gig of storage.
With the dollar the way it is, we are going to get Apple taxed up our...
That's one of my stories.
What you do, because the Chinese, the RMB is dropping because we're ordering stuff from China at the moment, we've stopped converting it to US dollars first. We go straight from Australian dollars to RMB and we're saving a heap. So wait till the stuff's released in China and buy it from China. It's going to be a heap cheaper than buying it from the States.
Yeah, but you can't buy Apple products from Apple Store in China and get it delivered here.
Yeah, right.
No, you can't.
I bet you can.
I've tried. No, you can't. I've logged into the Hong Kong store and I was like, and they'll try to order it here, and it asks you for your address, and they can only order it. They only deliver locally.
Ruslan will do it.
We got a rep over in China who imports all our stuff for batteries and stuff. I'll just get him to throw some in the container.
Well, that's the thing. That's the best thing to do. If you knew someone over there, you'd say, look, go and get it for me. Bang it on.
Then you'll pay the wheel markup price when he resells it once it gets over here.
Which is an Apple.
The wheel tax. So the new Apple TV is built around its brand new remote, fusing the natural language and voice recognition.
You've
got to put the Johnny Ives voice on when you say things.
Fusing.
Like that.
I can't do it.
I'll be back next week with his accent.
Yeah, I can't do it. brand new
but
remote.
It's a very
control.
Neutral accent. It's only slightly English. So it's very hard.
It's very posh.
Yeah, it's quite posh, but it's not overly posh. And he's been in America for 20 years, so he's a little bit softened it. So it's not too plummy. So then that makes it very hard to copy. You know, like if you do a Prince Charles, it's, oh, yes, oh, wonderful, yes.
So
it's very easy. But, you know, you can't do Johnny Ives unless you just shave your head and put a turtleneck on, really.
But how is it? It's the fusion, the natural landscape and voice recognition element of Siri, the minute touch sensitivity.
Wayne, isn't it?
And
Are you a New Zealander now?
And I'll just do it as Rabs. And two-dimensional navigation of a MacBook.
Yeah, Rabs, down the line.
Integrated Wiimote-esque accelerometers. So anyway, US $149 for the 32 gig.
Apple brought out the Wii. Apple Wii.
Wiimo desk.
Yeah, pretty
much. And $199 US for the 64 gig. Now, oh, people are...
That'll be $249 here.
Yeah, people are saying that...
remote that you're never going to be able to figure out.
Yeah. No, it looks all right. Looks good.
But I like a touchpad in the top of it.
You can talk to it, apparently.
Yeah, you can talk to it. Yeah.
So, look.
It's three series.
What's the keynote?
I said Mad Max, you dumbest bastard.
Not Mad Max. Mad Max.
And also, and obviously, September's not complete without an iPhone release.
You're the iPhone. You're the iPhone shopper person. Are you going to order one?
That's well, we expensive. Thought that you were in line tonight.
No, God, no. This is only a year old.
I'm
not getting another one.
probably. But I don't know.
Which one? 6S or 6?
Are you
6?
Serious? Look at the prices of these things. Like, well, okay.
I don't know what the prices in Australia are yet.
Oh, I know what they are in the US. That's enough. So the 6S, it's not the 7, it's the 6. It's got the 3D touch display, which is doesn't sound what,
to me,
it's what
me,
it is.
Like,
it's just
big whoopie deal.
Yeah,
or
the
so
big,
what?
Long, yeah. Deep,
no one's ever going to use it.
Deep press. Oh, yeah, that'd be good. It's like a right click.
That's right.
I think that's right click.
Exactly.
I think that's good.
Why don't you say that?
You mean like a long press?
No, deep press.
Because you only need one button on your mouse.
You do. You only need one nipple. And then you have a long press.
In Mars, yes. You only need one nipple.
And
three, if you do it right.
The 12-megapixel EyeSight camera. Other upgrades you'd expect from the S-Series include faster processor, Will, and also the iOS 9.
Processor.
Apple's new mobile OS represents a significant step forward, adding, among other things, a smarter Siri, updated core apps. Now, you were saying, Eric, have you looked at iOS 9?
I haven't, no. I haven't. I'm going to be patient this time. Here we go. You want the prizes on the phones, mate? I've got it here.
I've got them as well. I just can't bring myself to say them.
6S. Oh, dear.
I know. Right,
let's have a look. What colour would you get, mate?
Well, I'm not getting that rose gold.
Come on, homo.
That's for sure.
What do you want?
I
silver?
I got the gold iPad Mini.
Silver? Let's go silver. Oh, yeah.
Just give me
black.
Help
me, silver.
I just want
They've
black.
They've got no 32 gig. It goes from 16 to 64.
So yep. 16 gig, 1,079.
79. 64, 1,229. 128, 1,379. You can buy a PC for that.
Apple will be, yes. Apple will keep the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus and using the 5S as the entry level.
Look, I'll give them credit. If they can sell another 25 or 250 million phones at $1,000 a pop.
They will.
They're not going to be broke, are they?
Well, they're not now.
That's what I mean. I mean, as much as I bag out Apple, you can't deny their marketing and their...
they're very good. Very good marketing.
They sucker you in. I mean, that's why they do it. That's why they're in your lockdown infrastructure, because they want you to buy everything they release.
Look, it's...
about you just get an iPhone, the old iPhone 6, mate? Are they cheaper?
Well, they will be cheaper.
They will come down.
I think it's only about $100.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, for $100, you'd probably go the best. Look, I'm going to have to think about it once we know the release. We don't know a release date yet, do we?
A pre-order on the 25th of the 9th. Sorry, 12th of the 9th. That's deliver on the 25th of the 9th.
So that's pre-order in a couple of days?
Yes.
Yeah, look.
Better decide.
Well, look, I did some quick calculations.
They could pay for that sort of thing for us. Or review units, maybe.
Yeah, they don't
give a review units.
Look, I had a quick calculation earlier today, and on my plan, I'm on a $55 plan. I'm thinking, okay, so say if I go on a proper plan, like with a phone, so that might be $80, right? So say $30 difference over 2 years worked out to be about $700 buying it outright.
Would be $1,200.
$1,079 US. So.
See, before these prices came out and before the exchange rate crapped itself, you would have been better off buying it outright.
Yes, but I think
now the exchange rate's crapped itself and they've got these prices, you're actually going to get a discount of about $500 to $600 if you go on a contract.
We haven't got Australian prices yet.
No.
Yes, we have.
Are
they Australian?
Yeah, Apple phone. They've released the prices.
What's the prices for Australia?
But yeah, I've got it here. That's what I told you. That's the price. Is the is 1,079. That's Aussie.
Is that Aussie dollars?
Well,
that
yes.
Oh, okay.
That's Aussie dollars.
Oh, awesome. That's right. Yeah, because on the keynote, yeah, they were. Yeah, it was cheaper on the US.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, look, I don't know. It's $1,000.
Aussie dollars. $1,379 for 128. You probably don't need that much because everyone streams everything these days. Right? Not much storage there. Except the only storage you'd need for is your photos, and you're probably off them off your phone every now and again anyway.
Videos.
So, yeah, your 4K, that's going to, you know, there's your
storage.
Who records in 4K, seriously?
Well,
unless it's your job, like unless you record.
If I had it, I would. No. Well, it's not going to make much difference on a...
You've got nothing to watch it on. 1080 is as high as you're going to see it back anyway.
Yeah, you still get a little bit more detail out of it, but you're right. It's a waste of storage unless you've got someone...
If you can do 1080p at 60 frames or 4K at 30 frames, I'll go 1080p at 60, thanks.
Yep.
It's got a front-facing camera flash.
Ooh, good for it.
Oh. Imagine that. Oh, a selfie. Oh, fuck.
Oh, blew my eyes out.
And you crashed your car.
Yeah, so you...
Yeah, look, how much was your six outright, Eric?
Can you remember? I didn't buy it outright.
You went on plans?
I went on plan.
Yeah, it's
six, yes. My plan was about $80 a month for the six plus.
I think you can buy them about 850, can't you? I don't think they're 1,000.
I'll check for you. You just keep talking.
Yeah, they're not 1,000. Look, just some quick other specs. It's a 12 megapixel camera, 4K video capture, 5 megapixel front camera, faster A9 processor wheel with integrated M9 motion processor wheel.
Apple. All right, Glenny, iPhone 6, the old one, 64 gig, is 1,079.
Right.
That's the only size they've got.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so
that'll drop once the new phone comes out, though.
No, this is after the pricing's been released.
Now, yeah, all right. That's depressing, isn't it? It's too expensive.
You know, the main thing I watched today that was more than just, you know, Apple products. It's been 20 years since a certain product has been released. Sony PlayStation. Was released 20 years ago today.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Yep.
It looks a bit like Jeff Fennick.
What, the PlayStation?
Yeah.
And, remember all the innovations that it had at the time, like, you know.
I love you all.
Troll pads and
yeah,
CD buttons. Players.
All those buttons.
Buttons.
Floppy disks.
AV cables.
You've got a what?
Look at that, the design. It looked like some sort of brick.
Why was it grey? Why is everything grey?
Grey.
Remember when it came out, though? It was the sleekest, sexiest thing out because you had the Sega Saturn, which is like a big black box that just took up the entire table. And you had this. And then I think you had the GameCube was the equivalent?
Yeah, they had a GameCube. Who did that? GameCube?
Nintendo,
that's it.
Yeah, and it was this big chunky thing. So I think... The PlayStation was popular because it was the only thing that actually fit on your entertainment cabinet.
And even that was pretty thick.
It was, yeah. It really was.
Now, look, just to move on to the last Apple story here is there's been controversy. I don't know if anyone's heard about the controversy from the event. The Apple event this morning.
Really? This week. Who got kicked out?
No. There was a demo of a lady... who was not smiling, and he showed us how...
I saw that.
And he showed us how they take a picture from the iPad, and with the Adobe app, they can make the girl smile.
Oh, yes.
You mean like...
Controversy.
So what was the controversy about that?
Because the Twitter, people on Twitter... I'm getting sick of people on Twitter.
Oh, people on Twitter need a good Twitter punch anymore. In the face.
People on Twitter immediately called out Apple. Like how people are calling Apple out. Calling sexist. People out. Who approved the presentation? And Adobe as being a little misogynistic by making a woman smile.
What is misogynistic about that?
I don't know.
Smiling.
You know what was the tag sign off? Love Julia?
If she had a crap day, then just leave her be.
Yeah, I don't understand. I made her smile. Okay, well, would you rather that or resting bitch face?
Yep. Well, look, there's not too much about this. It's obviously a bit of a... I just can't believe this rubbish. Adobe showed off a software feature that could make a woman smile bigger. Given the many... Here we go. This is the reasoning. Given the many catcalls women receive, telling them to smile more.
That's too far. It's gone too far.
That's crazy.
That doesn't even make sense.
Jump the shark.
So I think, God, some people have got nothing better to say. Get off Twitter, go back to school, get a job.
Yeah, but it's crazy, isn't it? It's just some people's, they should just be quiet. And, like, who cares? Who cares?
Oh, God. It was just showcasing what the thing can do. You know what they should have done? Put a bloke on there with his schlong and made it bigger. That would have shut him up.
Every guy in that room would have walked out with a phone. Right then and there.
The best dick pics ever.
Yes. If it does selfies like that, put me down for two.
Pre-sold.
Front facing camera with the flash. Literally.
True tone. Yeah. Oh, excellent.
FTW is no longer for the win. Flash that wiener.
All right. Did you have any other comments on the Apple keynote, Eric?
All in all, it was not too bad. I'm not too fussed on the phones. I don't know if I'm being subjective about it because I'm not in the market for one, so I'm not really excited about it.
So
it's only a year. I do my phones every 2 years. The Apple Watch, still not interested.
I will.
The iPad. Thinking about it, let's wait and see until it comes out. Don't know yet.
Now, look,
I might be gay and get the rose gold one.
Now, I was going to try and work this out, and I didn't. I didn't have time before the show.
Did you notice also that they snuck in an iPad mini in there?
No.
A new one.
I blinked. Sorry, I didn't get that.
iPad mini. They said, oh, by the way, we've got a new iPad mini. And then you keep going. And then they just keep going.
Now, the iPad Pro, just quickly, I meant to try and work this out, but I didn't. Is that the same size as an A4 piece of paper?
12 by 9. Well, measured at A4.
Yeah, what's the A4 measurements? Let's get A4.
11 and a half by something. 11 and a half by 13.
It's 8.27 by 11.69.
An A4. It's massive. It's like a 15-inch screen.
Oh, that's great. I'd like one, for sure. For sure.
13.9.
Yeah, so that's similar to an
13.9 or 12.9? What's 13.9? A4.
No, that was the wrong calculation, Pete.
I've got A4 here as 11.69 by 8.27 inches.
And what's Bull's cap?
Yeah, because that's right. They do fool's cap over there, don't they? The fools.
No, they do a US letter size.
Letter.
Oh, US letter, which is pisses me off.
Isn't it like only lawyers that use fool's cap now?
Is it? I don't know.
Very bad ones.
They are fools.
Who uses
rich,
fool's
rich
cap?
Fools.
Fool, why? You can still buy fool's cap.
I know. I never do. Fool's cap folders. You can't put them in your bag.
No, I know. You got to
do anything with them.
A4's the go.
Okay, 13.3. There we go. Definitely.
Every time you hold a piece,
so 0.5 or so under the 0.4 or so under the fool's cap.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All
right, so that's fool's cap.
All right. Look. Fool's cap. Have you got fool's cap? You fool.
That's A4. What am I talking about? A4. That's A4. Yeah.
I was gonna say.
Just under A4 size.
Now, look, if you want to know, I don't know why, but if you want to know more about the Apple events and their products, look, it would be interesting. Go and listen to the Aussie Mac Zone. They will be, no doubt, they're recording, doing a special record this week on it, and it'll be available in the iTunes shortly.
Sometime in the next 2 weeks.
I know. It'll be, it will be up tonight. Thursday night it will be up.
Right, so, good.
That's good. So have a listen to those guys because they'll go probably more in depth and, you won't hear a harsh word about it and you'll be loving it.
If you want a completely non-slagging off episode of Apple, go listen to them. You won't get that here.
All right.
I'll try and defend them all I can.
If you don't like honest opinions.
three against one, you've got to put the white flag up eventually.
Oh, look, overall, my whole summary is, yes, I want, except for the watch, I want probably every one of those products. I want the iPad Pro, I want the iPhone, and I want the Apple TV.
Apple TV is probably one I will get. That's a definite, Apple TV, because I've already got three in the house. I don't need any more.
Yeah,
I'd be interested in the Apple TV, like if it's... as decent as they actually say it is, I probably would have a look at it and consider it.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, if you don't want to spend the money, Will, what you should do is try and get a cheap cheap Apple TV last generation.
Yeah, two. Yeah,
last and test it out. And you think, oh, if I like this, then the next one will be, you'll blow your mind.
Mm. But look, it looks good. But look, things are pretty expensive. I don't know. You know, they're up there, aren't they? So I think, I don't know. Will that just push a lot of people over the edge? I don't know.
They've only got pricing out on the Apple, on the phones because they're going to be ordered in 2 days.
Yes.
But nothing else is.
No, what no site are you getting the pricing on the Apple Store?
Apple Store. Just go to iPhone.
Yep, and that's all there.
Click on your version that you want. It gives you the prices.
All right. Or has anyone else got any more stories this week?
Just a bit of a funny one.
Yes, please.
An Italian chess player has been expelled from one of his country's most important tournaments after he allegedly used Morse code and a pendant containing a hidden camera to communicate with an accomplice. Arcangelo Ricciardi entered the International Chess Festival of Imperia, ranked 51,366 in the world, but astonished rivals as he breezed through the early stages of the competition to reach the eighth and penultimate round. Jean Cocorat, who refereed the tournament in Liguria, northern Italy, said he began to suspect something was wrong early in the competition. In chess, performances like those are impossible. I didn't think he was a genius. I knew he had to be a cheat. I kept on looking at him. He was always sitting down. He never got up. It was very strange. We're talking about hours and hours of playing. But most suspicious of all, he always had his arms folded with his thumb under his armpit. He never took it out. Cocorat said that he's batting his eyelids in the most unnatural way. Then I understood it. He was deciphering signals in Morse code. The referee attempted to expose Ricciardi by asking him to empty his pockets, but nothing was found. When he was asked to open his shirt, he refused. Tournament organisers then asked the 37-year-old to pass through a metal detector, and a pendant was found hanging around his neck underneath the shirt that contained a tiny video camera, as well as a mass of wires attached to his body and a 4-centimetre box under his armpit. Ricciardi claimed they were good luck charms.
Oh, certainly good on you, Ricciardi.
Oh, I guess technically he is, right?
They were good luck.
I'd like to know how much this tournament was worth. You know, did he,
enough for him to want to cheat.
Well, he would have had to learn Morse code and everything. Champion.
I know, right?
He could have ended
if he only put all that effort in learning how to play chess.
Yeah, he could have won the Morse code championships.
Yeah, I think he entered in the wrong comp.
He could have. Where was that? In Hungary or somewhere?
Italy.
It's crazy.
Never known an Italian not to love a scam.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, there was another one. All right, Will, did you have anything else this week?
Yeah, a couple of quick stories. Of course, the Humble Bundle Mobile 14 goes live.
Ooh.
It's just been released. It's currently, the average is $4.52. Remember, you get three games if you pay below, and you get the bonus games if you pay above that average. At the moment, we've got things like Toy Defense Premium, Double Dragon Trilogy. What else is on here? Amelia Kid Storybook, One More Line, Odd World, which is basically sort of a copy of Abe's Odyssey. Double Dragon. So go and check that out, of course. Goes to a good cause. Goes to...
And while you're there, if you like Neil Gaiman, the Humble Book Bundle has got Neil Gaiman this time.
Oh, does it?
Neil Gaiman. Now, he's not bad, is he?
Adventures in Dream Trade, Gods and Tulips, Free Speeches, Being an Account in the Life and Death of the Emperor, Heliogabulus, Angels and Visitations, and four more to unlock.
I might go and get that one.
Yeah.
You know what is nice? The 27-inch iMac 5K display.
5K.
It's 1 3.
Three or 4K and I'll raise you another K.
That's right. Beat that.
Charge another K dollars on top.
$3,200.
There you go.
Oh, man.
That's the computer with the 5K display. So 1 terabyte storage with a fusion drive. What's a fusion drive? Is that like a hybrid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. 20
It's like something that makes your ship go faster, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Right. Apple Fusion with part SSD.
No, you're thinking of diuretic, Shane Warne style.
Isn't that a book by L. Ron Hubbard?
Yeah, he's not crazy at all.
he's as crazy as John McAfee.
Oh, McAfee. You'll love that bloke.
He did that already. He wants to be president.
Well, if you haven't seen that John McAfee's videos, grab them on YouTube. They're hilarious. All right, Will, any more?
And also, the Samsung Galaxy Tab S2 is launching this week.
With stylus?
Wi-Fi and 4G, of course.
And what about any lines outside the Samsung store?
9.7-inch. It's got a 8-inch and a 9.7-inch going on sale as of the 15th.
You only need two people to make a line, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's true. Not a conga line, though.
A form factor. It's got Android 5.0.2 running Lollipop. It's got 4G, 3 and 4G. It's a quad 1.9 processor and a quad 1.3 octa-core application processor. It comes with, 32 gig RAM, all that sort of stuff.
And Super. The Samsung stuff's coming out with that multi-band technology that they're rolling out with Optus and that for super high speeds.
Yeah. It starts at $499 for the 8-inch Wi-Fi, $649 for the 8-inch with 4G and Wi-Fi, $599 for the Wi-Fi 9.7, and $749 for the Wi-Fi and 4G 9.7 with 32 gig. So it's just a quick roundup of that. Actually, looks really nice. They've changed the design a little bit. It's quite sleek. It's more, a little bit less boxy than the previous ones. And also, it's a rumor, but apparently.
You heard it here first.
Images have been leaked, which Ooh. Clearly show that Nokia are releasing a 5-inch 1080p Android handset.
About so time. That means Microsoft have gone to the dark side.
Yep.
The
Nokia X had left long-standing bad taste in the mouth. The terms of Microsoft deal, which saw the mobile division purchase outright, very likely precludes.
They couldn't do any phones for X number of years, but once that runs out, they can start going in to do them again.
That's it, and I think they're out of that contract now. So there's actual pictures of it. Whether or not they've been photoshopped, who knows? You can't tell these days, but you can actually see there's an Android phone with the Nokia.
But is it better than a Commodore 64 phone, huh?
Is it?
No.
Guarantee no. It might be.
Can't be.
Now, look, I've got one last story because I read it through the week. I just brought it up, and I just wanted to know how this is possible. But lines are already forming outside the Apple Store in Sydney.
Yep.
And this is 2 days ago.
I'm going to die of not surprise.
Now,
I think Samsung, whoever's releasing those new phones that Will was talking about, is going to get the air sucked out of them.
Why?
I saw an ad on TV tonight with Dick Smith. They've got a discount on all of their Samsung products starting today.
Well, because the new line's coming out, so the old line's wrapping up. But see, don't forget, like at work, for example, one of the apps we use for our invoicing software, you can use the only way it will work on a iPad is with the app. The problem is the app doesn't do half of the stuff that the actual program does. The program won't work on a browser on the iPad. It will only work in the browser on Android. So you can either use the iPad app, which is crippled, or you can use an Android device through the browser to make it work properly. So there's this really wide chasm at the moment, and I don't understand why that's a thing. Like, if you're going to develop an iPad app, make the app use the program. So at the moment, we have currently actually bought two or three iPads for work.
Yes, nice.
And we've got to return them all and buy Android tablets because the iPads just simply don't work with what they need to do.
No good. Was anyone surprised to see Microsoft got a gig on stage at the Apple?
No, not really surprised.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
They're big supporters of both Apple and Android now. All their products are coming out on them. Android first, then iPhone, and then if anybody cares, that other thing.
Well, yeah, with the Office on the iPad, which was demonstrated, you can have your document, and with your Apple Pencil, you can draw on your document, do whatever you want.
What I like about it.
And then it saves.
This is what I do. I see clients, right, and I take this thing with me, right? Yeah. I make all my notes, whatever meeting we have, take my notes, and when I'm done, I rip it out and I scan it.
Right.
And it stays in their folder. Their client separate, everyone's client's got a separate folder and it goes in there, my notes.
Yeah, right. Now,
if I had the iPad, with the pencil, done deal.
Oh, I can hear a tax deduction purchase coming on.
Cha-ching!
But the good OCR, even better.
Yeah, well, the good thing about the way that...
You can do that.
The good thing that works with the Office and the iPad is, yeah, you can scroll all over it with your handwriting. The pencil works with your finger. That doesn't have to be either or. It can be both at the same time. And plus, when you save the document, it doesn't save just on the iPad or for the iPad. You can save the document as whatever, .docx or whatever they are, and then you can send that, say, to Eric, and he'll open it in his Word, and I'll still have all my scrolls all over it.
Yeah, that's right. So I love that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I can't wait. I'm getting one. When is it released?
November.
Birthday's coming up.
Oh, bingo.
Birthday in November, yes.
Bingo. There you go. Buy yourself an iPad Pro, you pro.
Why not get the wife to buy it?
Make sure you get the receipt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just to put in my name.
Yes. Now, Jace, did you have any more stories before we go?
That's it for me.
That's it for Jace. William, any more?
Nothing that can top Apple, that's for sure.
No.
Although I'll tell you what, you look at stories differently when you're expecting a kid. You're like, I could use that. Oh, no, maybe I'm... And you sort of see...
Join the club, William.
In posts that you wouldn't even normally look at. Like, I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw that. I'm like,
sweet.
Need that. That's got to be a thing. I really need to get that now. Where do I find that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. A bunk bed truck.
Yeah,
that's good. Awesome. That's
yeah, it's good funny, isn't it? Your perception of everything changes. You start looking at, oh, I need this for the room. I need a crib. I need this. I need a mattress.
Especially when you go, oh, it's okay. I've got until middle of November. And then you go for the scans and the doctors go, no, probably the middle of October. You're like,
yep. Thank you. Yeah. Join the club, mate. Congratulations.
Well, my little bloke. Like,
yeah,
we can't
congratulations
wait to see
and, congratulations and sucked in.
We can't wait to see little Willy.
Little William. You got names sorted, Will? You don't have to tell us, but
you don't have to tell us. You'll jinx it. Don't jinx it. Long.
The name? How long?
Yeah. Oh, it's some I don't
you
know.
You don't have to tell us where it's boy or girl. I didn't tell anyone.
No. I didn't even find out. Kept it a
yeah,
secret.
Me neither. I was a complete surprise to me.
I found out, told everyone.
The only people we're
three children later, I'm still surprised it's three girls.
The only people we're telling are people who buy us presents. We go, oh, you better buy us because we don't want like...
Yes, you don't want girl blue presents for a boy and vice versa. You know what they'll do if you don't tell them? Your kid will be dressed in white or yellow.
Yeah. Just neutral. That's right.
Neutral colours.
All right. Well, we better get out of here. Don't forget for more.
See, this week in kids, look for it. It's coming soon.
That's right.
For more Apple news of this week's happenings, you can get the Aussie Mac Zone. Just go to aussiemaczone.com.au or get it in the iTunes. Don't forget the aussietechradio.com, 24/7 shoutcast radio. Yeah, tune in anytime. Get whatever's on the roundabout. They're all current shows. They're uploaded every Friday, so they're never a week, more than a week old. So that's good. If you've got a show you want it up there, give me an email. Good stuff. All right, I think that's about all. Contact us at Glenn, Will, Eric, or...
me.
Jason. Sorry, something flashed on my screen.
That's all right. You're not in the intro either, so he always forgets about you.
Invisible.
What do you mean I'm not in the intro? He's not me. In the intro. Where?
He's on the intro.
What
the last time you watched the intro?
It's good.
Oh, that
Shane
intro.
In it.
Well, see, what happens is intros take that long to do that by the time I will do it, and by the time that happens, oh, Jason will probably have enough. He'll leave. Then it'll be Jason. It'll be
if you're lucky.
That's right. Yes.
If all those emails we've been getting are any reflection.
So email any one of us at aussietechheads.com.au. It'll get there. All right, that's it. So great stuff. Go and think about how you're going to save up for your Apple products, eh? A product a month. Yeah, product a month until Christmas. Sounds good to me. So you probably, if you did that, well, you'd be going Australian dollars, you'd probably be doing about $2,500.
Oh, ouch.
Unless you buy a 5K monitor.
Oh, no, not going to do it. I love one, but it's just...
Can't you write that one off?
Completely. Oh, yeah, shit, yeah. But it's completely impractical.
It's buying it in the first place.
One of the guys at work
no point writing it off if I've still got to spend the $3,200.
One of the guys at work got a 4K 24-inch monitor. He's like, I can't even read the writing on this. It's completely useless.
I was looking at the new, I think it's Samsung or someone's just bought out a 94-inch to 4K TV.
Yep.
And it's only...
Is it curved?
It's only like 90...
Yeah, 90. Wraps around your whole house.
That's
94 inches, my God.
That's huge.
$80,000 or something. I'm no worries. I'll take two of those. I put one in the bathroom.
Yeah, put one on a can. So when you're sitting on the can, you can watch.
You could buy two wrap TVs and put them together and sit in the middle.
You could buy
it. Oh, imagine playing games with that. Just wrap it around.
Well, actually, there is a thing. It's actually projectors you can buy that have fisheye lenses on them, and you project them on the. You basically sit on the inside of a canvas dome, and they project to the inside of the dome.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Someone says, here's $200,000. That room, empty room over there, go nuts. That's exactly what I'd do.
Mm, good stuff.
And turn it into the bridge of the Enterprise.
Warp one. Engage. Now, that's about it. So that is it. So thanks for the lounge for joining us tonight. You want to join us live for the recording of the show, it's aussietechheads.com.au/live. And it is 7:30 p.m. Queensland time Thursday nights. So work that out wherever you are. All right. That's it. Thanks, Will, Eric, and Jace for coming on.
See you next time.
You will.
And we'll see everyone next week for another show. So stay good, stay happy, and bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Aussie Tech Ed is produced by The Secret Hub and recorded on the Gold Coast, Australia. Please visit our website and take part in our discussions forums at www.aussietechhead.com. Views expressed in the preceding audio do not necessarily represent those of Aussie Tech Ed or The Secret Hub. Thank you for downloading, and we'll see you next episode. Bye for now.